My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
There is a lot of pressure on me writing in this segment, but first... Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sandhills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial, sales, compliance,
the PEDS,
operations, and other fields.
Global.
They have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to
learn more.
Just
talked to Carson. I said, Carson, with the new hires you have taken in, and they've been just taking off, also doing a tremendous job. I asked him, if you are part of this new program that takes off there with the Currency program, would you have to go out and do errands for Carson?
Gosh.
As far as like, do you have to get donuts or so things for Tom and Sean P? Do you have to go get their dry cleaning? You don't.
So you don't.
That's where it's different than here at the station.
It does not.
It's way different. Yes.
This was a one-day thing. This is not a normal thing.
First morning show.
There you go. So once again, visit them online, gocurrency.com/careers. Before we get to the game show, it is time for Week 17 NFL Winners and Losers, sponsored by Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. No New Year's party is complete without Fuhrer's on the table. Available in most local groceries. Once again, Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. Get yours today for your New Year's celebrations. Bill, a lot of pressure. You're putting a lot of pressure on me here in this segment.
There is a lot of section.
Here we go. As winners and losers, let's go ahead and start the music. There it is. All right, we start. As far as I understand, we start with the winners first. Is that correct? All right.
100.
We start with the winners. The first winner of Week 17, the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags, they fought off Phillip Rivers and the Colts on Sunday, 23-17. They moved to 12-4 on the season. With a win next week against the Tennessee Titans, the Jags will win the division for the first time since 2022. And in head coach Liam Cohen's first year as a head coach after he left the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last season. Winner number two, the Houston Texans. We stay in the AFC South. The Texans went on the road in Week 17, defeated the Los Angeles Chargers 20-17. Houston jumped on top early with a 14-0 lead in the first quarter, rode it to the finish line in a game that saw a total of 12 punts on the day. Now, how about this stat line? The Texans can clinch the AFC South next week if they win on the road at Indy and the Jaguars lose. If they do not win their division next week, the Texans will be a wild card team in the playoffs for the first time in franchise history. Every time that the Houston Texans have been in the playoffs, it's been as a divisional winner. Number three on our winners and losers, the Denver Broncos. The Broncos clinched the AFC West and can clinch the number one seed in the AFC with a win in Week 18 against the Chargers. In the last 5 years, with the AFC looking like, the AFC West specifically, looking like an arms race, the Broncos, victors of solid quarterback play from Bo Nix, bad effort from the Raiders, Chiefs, and Chargers this year in a division of the AFC West where they've tried to sign Russell Wilson, they've tried to extend Geno Smith, And obviously, you have Patrick Mahomes with the Kansas City Chiefs. Here come the Denver Broncos and Sean Payton, and they are trending towards the number one seed in the AFC with a win next week against the Chargers in Denver. How about number four in our winners, the New England Patriots turnaround? The New England Patriots fired Gerard Mayo after the 2024 season. They capped off last week with a win on the road, a perfect 8-0 record in road games this season after winning
8-0 on the road.
8-0 on the road, the New England Patriots.
I'm studying those guys.
42-10 over the New York Jets on Sunday. It's the third time in franchise history. How about this nugget? Third time in franchise history that New England had a perfect record on the road. Ask me, Bill, what happened the first two times that the Patriots had a perfect road record? They appeared in the Super Bowl in 2007. Mm-hmm. They lost the Super Bowl in 2016. They won the Super Bowl, but we'll see if a third time can also be a charm here in 2025. Winner number five, the biggest winner, in my opinion, of the weekend in Week 17, Derrick Henry. The 31-year-old running back puts the Baltimore Ravens on his shoulders in a game where the Ravens needed to win on the road in Green Bay without Lamar Jackson. The 31-year-old running back scores four rushing touchdowns, puts up 216 yards on 36 carries, and the Baltimore Ravens survive. And they have a chance, if with a win in Week 18, to make the playoffs, as Lamar Jackson's had a rough year, been banged up. Derrick Henry, 36 carries, 216 yards, and four scores as Baltimore wins on the road in Green Bay.
Outstanding. I love watching him play.
31 years old.
He had one again. When he does his stiff arm, you see what he did to the DB for the Packers? Oh. I mean, he just threw him, basically.
Now, granted, it was a depleted Green Bay squad, but still, Jordan Love in concussion protocol. They had to go with Malik Willis on Sunday, or on Saturday, whatever day they played, Friday maybe, and Derrick Henry did not care that they did not have Lamar Jackson. Now, for the losers of the Week 17 winners and losers, brought to you by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. Number one loser of Week 17, it's a three-way tie between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Carolina Panthers, and the entire NFC South. Carolina had a chance to clinch the NFC South over the weekend if they could have defeated the Seahawks. They did not. They lost to Seattle at home 27-10. And how about this? Carolina, in a chance to clinch the division, hasn't won consecutive games since the middle of October. It's been multiple months since Carolina's won consecutive matchups. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they lose to the Miami Dolphins 20-17 on Sunday. Quinn Ewers is able to knock off the Tampa Bay Bucs at home, and it now sets up a winner-take-all game this weekend between the Panthers and the Bucs. Neither one of them seem to be able to make much noise once we get into January and into the playoffs, as once again, the Bucs lose to the Dolphins on Sunday 20-17, and the Panthers can't put together back-to-back performances. Your number two loser, the Buffalo Bills.
The Bills.
Buffalo held the Philadelphia Eagles to just 16 yards in the second half and still lost the game. The Bills trending towards another offseason with massive questions around Sean McDermott and company. Josh Allen missed a throw badly on a two-point conversion attempt. And once again, after just allowing 16 total yards in the second half to the Philadelphia Eagles, just five passing yards in quarters three and four combined, they still lose to the Philadelphia Eagles at home 13-12.
Makes you wonder a little bit. Now, they had a play, and he's wide open.
Mm-hmm.
But it also makes you wonder about not going to overtime.
Oh.
Because at that time, they went down one series before and got stopped at the one-inch line.
Yeah.
And so they had been moving the ball better, Buffalo had been. And obviously, defensively, they were crushing the Eagles. So maybe at that time, you say, let's go to overtime at home.
Yeah.
At home, and both teams touch the ball. You know, it's not the old school, it's like, hey, one play to win this thing. I just think sometimes you'd be like, hey, we're right now, we're playing better, and we're at home. So the one play, now we'll say this, though, wide open.
Yeah.
And a throw that you have. And then if you miss it by a little, it was missed by a lot.
Yeah, it was bad. Throw by Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, your number two loser. Loser number three of the weekend, the Green Bay Packers. Talked about them when we talked about Derrick Henry a moment ago. The Packers, they have their playoff spot secured, but man, not a whole lot of momentum for the Pack. Their defense collapsed against Derrick Henry and the Lamar Jackson-less Ravens on Saturday night. Jordan Love trying to recover from a concussion that he suffered a couple of weeks ago. Micah Parsons obviously done for the year. The Green Bay Packers taking advantage of a division where the Bears are good, but lost to them, obviously. But then the Detroit Lions having a very down year. Green Bay in the playoffs, but not a whole lot of momentum for the Packers after they lose to the Baltimore Ravens earlier this weekend on Saturday night. Number four loser of Week 17, the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. Pittsburgh goes into Cleveland over the weekend without DK Metcalf, can only muster up 6 points against the Browns defense. They were more worried about Myles Garrett not recording the season or the record-breaking sack more than winning. They were more concerned about Myles Garrett getting his 23rd sack and breaking Michael Strahan and TJ Watt's record that they set in 2001 and 2021, respectively. They cared more about Myles Garrett than winning the football game. Aaron Rodgers goes into the game and says, I do not want to be on the picture of Myles Garrett breaking the single season sack record. Myles Garrett went into the game with 22 sacks on the year. He finished with 0 sacks in the game.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Pittsburgh was happy about that, but they still lost the game as they focused more on containing Myles Garrett rather than winning the football game.
Do you think they said that in the locker room? Listen, we don't care if we win. We just want to make sure they don't get the sack record.
They were so concerned, Bill, in pregame conversations about Myles. They said it publicly. They said, we do not want to be
on
the
pictures. We don't want to have that, but... like I said, probably the bigger storyline is that Metcalf got suspended.
Yes.
I mean, that's a huge storyline.
Well, but they weren't utilizing Gainwell. They weren't utilizing anybody. Darnell Washington got hurt early in the game as well. And so, yes, there were some injuries, but they were very, very aware of where Myles... obviously,
agreed.
So, Myles Garrett was on every play.
I think yes, every team is.
Absolutely. Your number five loser, the New York Giants. The Giants had a chance with a loss on Sunday to secure the number one pick in the upcoming NFL draft. In a year where they fired their head coach, they have Jackson Dart getting ready to enter his sophomore season next year in a draft that the quarterback room is fine, but you want the number one position player available. The New York Giants able to win in Las Vegas on the road 34-10 on Sunday with the win. The Giants no longer in contention for the number one overall pick in the draft. The Raiders instead are projected, maybe they might have even clinched it, to be the number one pick in the upcoming NFL draft. So there you go. Your Week 17 NFL winners and losers brought to you by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread.
Nice job. You went very detailed. Very detailed.
Does Jake not usually?
Oh, he goes detailed. He goes very detailed. That's one of our favorite segments of the to talk about all, and we don't ever do it obviously until the Monday night game is over.
Absolutely.
And so, and last night like that, I had a really good friend of mine visiting, so I was in conversation with him and kind of watching out of the corner of my eye, but it looked like quite a game.
Yes.
I mean, an incredible game that Atlanta hung on to win. It was remarkable. So I was just catching parts of it. So to say I watched it closely, I didn't. Today I watched football. Now we're back to real. This is what you want.
You're watching football over New Hampshire, Nebraska.
What's that?
You're going to watch football over New Hampshire and Nebraska.
I reversed on that, and I would quad box it. And the thing is, I'm not going to. No, I'm not going. Just what's going on in the bowl game? I don't know. I'm watching New Hampshire, Nebraska. No, I'm not doing that. I'm a fan of good games. And like I said, Nebraska when Creighton came in, Creighton wasn't a great team, but I was into that game because it was Creighton. You know, Oklahoma, the one that Jake went to up in South Dakota, cool game.
Yes.
K-State to play them, that was a cool game. I'm not going to get too much into New Hampshire. That's just not going to fire me up. Not when there's bowl games on. And I said this the whole time that I really don't get into when football's over. But the Michigan State game does interest me a lot coming up here because that's going to be one of the great scenes ever. In PBA to be undefeated and have Izzo coming in here with a very good team also. And so that will be one that you'll remember if you're at the game and they win. There could be a court storming, and Jake has stormed the court. Jake has been right next to Doc Sadler on the court after a big win. So it could happen.
There you go. Once again, your Week 17 winners and losers. Yeah, in the Monday night game last night, Kirk Cousins, 13 of 20 with a touchdown. Bijan Robinson, the old Longhorn, 22 carries, 195 yards, and a touchdown as well for the Falcons, who are 7-9 overall. Los Angeles Rams fall. They are now 11-5 on the campaign. All right, it is time for the game show. Yesterday, not a great showing in good luck, Bill, but that's okay. As the locations in Lincoln stumbled a little bit.
I always stumble with that one.
I was unaware that I thought that would be right up your alley.
No.
This one is a pretty common topic. Program nicknames. So what is the nickname? Nebraska Cornhuskers, right? For specifically the Sun Belt Conference. If you know your Sun Belt programs, give us a call now to win a business box of bagels to our friends at Bagels and Joe. It is not Shut Up Sipple. It is Good Luck Bill. And the game show starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
It is not Shut Up, Sipple. It's Good Luck, Bill. And we're doing Sun Belt Conference nicknames here. I would imagine that we'll get to the tiebreaker here. Not too many difficult ones in the Sun Belt Conference. We've had quite a few callers here. We'll see if we got a contestant. And we do. It is Dan. Dan, how do you feel about Sun Belt Conference nicknames?
Average.
Average. Bill, how do you feel?
Not great. In general, nicknames, it might kind of hit me, but we'll see here. And I appreciate. I can tell. I think Dan's being super honest here. So I don't think he Googled anything.
I don't think so either.
Since you threw out right away that it was Sun Belt, that someone they gave him some time to do that.
I
don't feel that Dan. I don't think he did that. So I am appreciative of that. Dan, where are you calling from?
Lincoln.
Lincoln. Nice. We have listeners in Lincoln. That's good. We didn't know we had very many. How old are you, Dan?
45.
45. You sound 44. Nice. That's awesome.
we're playing the honesty game here.
Here we go. All right,
Dan. If you need to cheat for a business box of bagels, then that's on you. Here we go. First question to you, Dan. What is the nickname of Texas State?
Oh, man.
Texas State. Five seconds. Four. Three. Two, one. You got a guess for us?
I hate Texas, so I don't pay attention to them. So,
do you just throw a name out there? That's what I would recommend.
Yeah,
Give
him 19 seconds.
Don't know.
All right, we'll give you the horns. There it is. Bill, would you like to steal that one?
You know what? It's a 50-50 chance I'm going to miss this, but I'm going to try to live it on the edge a little bit, okay. So I don't care like that. I'm going to go Bobcats.
Is it the Bobcats?
Brilliant! Yeah.
It is the Texas State Bobcats. All right, 1-0, Bill. Here we go, Bill. What is the nickname for Louisiana Monroe?
God, I can see him right
University
there in front of me.
Of Louisiana Monroe.
How do I not know this?
5 seconds.
Because you got
four.
Louisiana's the Raging Cajuns.
Three.
It's not them.
Two.
Louisiana.
One.
Monroe.
Got a guess?
Chanticleers.
Are they the Chanticleers? Wrong. Hold on. It is
not. I knew that was not right.
Not Coastal Carolina. Dan, would you like to steal that one?
No.
All right. It is the Warhawks.
Warhawks.
Louisiana Monroe, Warhawks. Yeah,
if it was a multiple choice, I'd have got it 100 out of 100 times.
Yep. All right, Dan, this one to tie. Bill leads it 1-0. What is the nickname for South Alabama? South Alabama came to Lincoln in 2019. Cam Taylor Britt had an interception in that game.
Nebraska win?
They did win.
Okay.
Yep. Nebraska won.
Alabama. It's not the Bulls.
Is it the Bulls? It is not. Bill, to steal this one for the win.
Jaguars.
Is it the Jaguars?
Brilliant.
It is. Go ahead. We'll give you the horns. Dan, thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
You win a bagel and coffee to our friends at Bagels and Joe calling down the road, my friend.
Thank you, Dan.
All right. Thanks
for listening.
There he is, Dan and Lincoln. Thanks to Dan for listening in Lincoln. All right, Bill, nice job. Way to bounce back today on a Tuesday.
You miss Warhawks. This shocks me.
Louisiana Monroe Warhawks.
What's the last question?
Your last question. What is Old Dominion's nickname?
The Monarchs.
They are the Monarchs. Nice job. We'll give you the bells.
Brilliant.
All right, here's the tiebreaker for you. I think you'll like this one. The Sun Belt Conference originally was a non-football conference. What year did they officially begin sponsoring football?
2006.
Was it 2006? Close. 2001. 2001 is when the Sun Belt initially started sponsoring college football. So
if you
want to
study commissioners that were unbelievable, study those that were in the AAC and the Sun Belt and those what they did to get their conference relevant and into bowl games and into all the, again, less with, I mean, they were doing things, you know how hard it is to do. Hey, who do you got? We got New Mexico State, and we've got Old Dominion, and whoever it is. It's like, okay, we're going to get a football conference put together here.
Yeah.
And they did it, and that's remarkable.
2001.
So study those guys.
Had no idea that it was that late. I expected, you know, maybe early 90s, but Sun Belt Conference, 2001, first year that they supported college football. Congrats to Dan on winning a bagel and
game.
A coffee.
You could pick any of the conferences. That would be – I like that, to know that.
So there you go. Nice job, Bill. Good bounce back. 1-1 on the week. And good luck, Bill. When we come back, third hour of the show, plenty of Husker conversation as well. Marcus Freeman turns down NFL interest. We'll dive into all that here on Early Break.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.